What else is going ahead is the Granard Agricultural Show in Longford. Hazel McVeigh is the secretary of the show. Good morning, Hazel.
Good morning.
How is the weather? How's the weather in Longford?
Oh, we have 25 degree heat here at the minute in Granard.
The sunglasses are on, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're all here now, and all I can see is beautiful tans go around the showground. I wish. Look, at this time last year, it was absolute gorgeous last year. But unfortunately, we're braving the elements here. But we're all here. People are arriving with cattle in the last 40 minutes or so. They're here. They're putting up their gazebos. There's cattle on the showgrounds, and we're open for business.
And it's an interesting mix of things you have going on. Cattle, horses, arts and crafts, fruit, veg, yes, and flower competitions. What's your favourite event of the day?
Look, I suppose I like the schools competition. It's bringing the young people and it's getting them involved. They've been preparing for their respective classes for several months, and it's bringing the youth into the show, and they're getting a feel for what Granard Show is about.
And how
I suppose
do
if we don't get the youth in, you know, we're hoping that some of them will come along and follow and join the committee at a later stage and keep Granard Show alive.
How are you going to adapt to the weather? I gather it's all right this morning, but it's going to start to rain heavily around noon, is it?
Yes, well, that's what they're saying anyway. But you see, we have all weather surface on the main showgrounds here. So we're very, very lucky here at the showgrounds in Granard. It's an all weather surface. So that's where the main arenas are for the horses, mares and foals, Irish draft sections, the young horses, ridden classes, the cattle, sheep, is all on the main showgrounds. And then we're very lucky, a neighbouring farmer, Patrick Durkin, has given us his land to use for show day. So we have Connemara's show ponies, family ponies out in that field. The field itself, it's fine. We had hoped to park some of the vehicles that would be easy for the pony exhibitors, you know, to access the rings. But we're going to park them on the main showgrounds and they'll just lead out their animals out to Patrick Durkin's field. So we...
So you'll be able to manage, yeah.
But we can't clear.
Well, one family that is on the way to Granard from their farm in East Galway is the Mulligan family. Frank Mulligan, good morning.
Hello, everyone.
You're there with your wife, Bridie, and your children, Nicola and Gary. Now tell me, what class are you competing in this morning?
We're in a cow and calf class and breeding heifer class and in the young handlers. Youngsters have their time to shine.
They have their time to shine. Now, your cow and calf, Susie and Clemmy, talk to me about them.
Yeah, well, we have Susie since she was a calf, and we brought her up and brought her to shows through when she was a calf, when she was a heifer. Now she's a cow, and she has her calf, and they're getting on well, so they are. So.
And she's a Belgian Blue?
She is. She's a Belgian Blue, yeah, and she is a Simmental heifer calf with her, and she's winning a good few prizes now here and there.
And it is a family affair. How do you divide up all the jobs that need to be done?
Well, as we speak, we're here in Granard at the minute, and Nicola and Gary are out washing them at the minute, getting them ready for doing them up and that. And my wife, then, she gets all the white coats and the halters and everything, all them things ready for us.
And you're here chatting on the radio to me.
I'm here chatting to you.
Well, listen, Frank, best of luck today and yourself as well, Hazel. I hope the day stays as fine as it can be. Today's show is at the showgrounds in Granard in Longford. More details on irishshows.org.